You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed by the show host, their guests, and individuals that call into the shows are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Eurofolk Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve. And today's sermon is called Poisoning the World. Poisoning the World. I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 18. That's Philippians 3:18. I will be reading from the Scriptures for the Institute for Scripture Research. That's the Bible I use most. Verse 18, for many of whom I have often told you, and now say to you even weeping, walk as enemies of the stake of Messiah. Verse 19, their end is destruction. Their mighty one is their stomach. And their esteem is in their shame. They mind the earthly. Verse 20. For our citizenship is in the heavens, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Master, Yeshua Messiah. Verse 21. Pay close attention to this. Verse 21. Who shall change our lowly body to be conformed to his esteemed body according to the working by which he is able even to bring all under his control. Okay. Change our lowly body. This poisoning the world is going to cover several things. We know that big pharma, okay, the drug producers, have got people hooked on all these addictive medications that only cover over symptoms but don't cure diseases. Much of that. Very, very, very much. They are great deceivers, and they have great power. They have great financial power to buy off politicians in order to have their companies protected under our perverted law system. And it is. It is a perverted law system. They've got everything twisted around to go against the laws of Scripture. And they are poisoning people with their drug sorcery, as it says in Revelations. That's one instance of poisoning. The big agricultural corporations have bought up all the seeds, and they are doing no generic open pollinated seeds anymore. They're only doing genetically modified seeds, GMOs, okay? Limited nutrition, very limited. We're not eating healthy. This causes disease. When they sprout those seeds and they start to grow up, they spray them with all sorts of concoctions. Who knows what? We really just, you know, really don't know the combinations that they're using on the crops. And carcinogens, stuff that causes birth defects. I mean, you see the disease and the illness so rampant in the world today. And it's a result of toxicity, poisoning the world, poisoning the crops. They're spraying chemicals in these chemtrails in the air. They're poisoning the air. And of course, the runoff from the fields gets into the water table, and it pollutes and poisons the water supply. They're adding fluoride, which is a byproduct of aluminum production, and it is highly toxic. They're adding that to the water systems, finding a place that has non-fluoridated water is rare. They're really hammering on that. And we see the results. All the diseases that we never had before, new diseases cropping up. Weakness, obesity. Cancers in certain areas, certain cities are terribly cancer prone because of the industries, etc., etc., and the emissions and byproducts getting into the water in those cities. We didn't have this rate of cancer. Cancer was rare. Rare, rare, rare. Now, good grief. And they ask you to donate to all these cancer research. They know what causes cancer. That's a scam. Cancer is caused by the toxicity that they put in our environment, which reduces our body's immune systems. and lots of times causes mutations of the cells, therefore we get cancers. Our bodies are not getting the nutrients that they need to rebuild themselves. Now, I believe in the healing power of these natural items. You know, I use the stuff, the longevity products myself, and it has really turned my life around, but I'm not here to hawk those products. I'm just telling you that the theory behind those products and others like them is natural nutrition to fight off these poisons that are in the world. They're poisoning the world. Diseases that have been completely defeated, they're still vaccinating people for measles, mumps, smallpox, all this other stuff. And those vaccines are toxic. The vaccines themselves. The soldiers that have done duty overseas that were vaccinated, so many of them came down with early cancers and stuff due to the vaccinations that they got. Vietnam, they were spraying Paraquat, which is Agent Orange. They use Paraquat here today for weed control. But they don't tell you what it is. And there was some legislation and some foo-for-all about it, and then it all went away. They just suppressed it. The power of these big poison-producing corporations is immense. But it's all sanctioned. It's legal, quote-unquote. Because a weakened, sick people are easier to control. It's all about control. It's about culling the herd, reducing the number, the physical number of people. But they're only doing it to primarily our white race. The others, well, they're dropping over too, but they don't care about that. That's not their agenda. The owners and controllers of these massive corporations that are poisoning us are the children of the devil, the enemy. They hide behind corporate structure, and they are engaged in, through poisoning of the world, this is another avenue of genocide against true Israel, the white people. That's the hidden agenda behind all of this. Poisoning the world. Wherever we are, they dump the stuff. You go over to Africa to the black villages, they're not drinking fluoridated water. They're not spraying chemtrails over their villages. They're not doing any of that. They live and die in their natural environment. You know? And their lifespan is not necessarily that long because it's a dangerous, you know, animals and disease and just the stuff that they're susceptible to. But the stuff that we're getting is engineered, very definitely engineered. They're messing around with that Ebola virus, and they may release that. That's a big danger, because these are the last days, and the enemy is panicking, and they want to take down as much of real Israel as they can. People are waking up to their machinations. And the word is out, and they are in full panic mode at this point. violence is increasing with their sponsored groups. Antifa, the terrorists, I mean, you know, it's a laundry list of goofy people, mind control, and somebody goes and shoots a bunch of people, false flags where they stage all these shootings and they're fake. Okay. That's all poisoning. It's mental poisoning at that point. So you have the physical poisoning through chemicals, spraying, you know, chemtrails, the removal of nutrients from the food. That's poisoning, but in a reverse manner. It's weakening us so we cannot fight off any of their other stuff that they're putting on it. So we have to go to herbal supplements to keep healthy and regain health. Smoking, okay, tobacco use. People are still smoking like a furnace. They put out all these ads warning people of what happens when you smoke, how it's bad for you, but they still smoke. They've got the mindset of the people where they, oh, it's not going to happen to me. And smoking is poisonous. So poisoning the world. I mean, think of all the instances and all the stuff that they're doing to us. We are not the natural people that the Adam was in the beginning. We're not divine. We're not eternal. After Adam sinned and made a mistake, death entered the world. He was kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And even then, the earth was in much better shape. And the patriarchs used to live almost 1,000 years. What's our lifespans like today? You know anybody that's 800 years old? In good health? No. We've got poisoning of the world. We've got all kinds of chemicals and all that other stuff. Now, the flip side of this is the poisoning of the world in the minds of the people. Poisoning of the world with the deceptions, all these different denominations of churchianity, the perversion and mistranslations in the King James Bible, Scofield Bible especially, all this other stuff, that's poisoning. That's poisoning the minds and hearts and opinions. Look at all this transgenderism and homosexuality, which was never acceptable before. I'm not saying it didn't exist. I'm saying it wasn't blatant, out in the open. Massive amounts of these creatures getting all this publicity. That's poisonous. And people have heard so much about it. Well, I guess they're doing what they're doing and it doesn't affect me. I got a SUV payment to make. So therefore, their mind is now shut off on that venue and they don't have any righteous indignation, because their minds have been poisoned by the constant barrage of lies from the children of the adversary. They own all of that stuff, and they manipulate the minds of our Israelite people and poison those minds with their manipulations. Poisoning of the world. Physical, through the chemicals and the diseases that they've engineered in their labs that we've never heard of. Diseases that are resistant to any medicines, because they were designed that way. There's no drug that you can take that'll kill it, because it was raised in a lab to be resistant. So you've got new strains of old diseases, new diseases that they've genetically engineered. And is that not poisoning the world? Isn't it? All their actions are aimed at genociding our people, the true white Israelites. They poison the minds of the sub-races to hate white Israel, to do violence against us. They've poisoned the government. They've got into almost all the governments in the world and are manipulating behind the scenes. Esau has risen very high. The prince in power of the air is desperate and is getting his people to do lots of evil. Their minds are all poisoned. Their DNA is poisoned. They are genetically modified organisms, half-breeds, manipulated, and that satanic DNA causes them to do certain things. Violent, perverse, that they never used to do. They just, in the last two centuries, it's really started to go downhill. The concerted, unrelenting attack on Christianity. The infiltration and perversion of the churches. Poisoning the minds of the congregations with their claptrap, false doctrine, outright lies, cultism. Just all these commercial churches. If you give a donation, God's gonna bless you, brother. You gotta put more in the plate. We need new carpet for our 500 million square foot facility here. And I need a new Cadillac. You got to donate, brother. You got to tithe. You got to increase your donations. Yeah. Or you get the little ones that get Bibles and they send them to Africa. They're trying to preach to the sub-races who are not even considered in Scripture. There's no gospel for them. Oh, it might calm them down while the missionary is there, but as soon as the missionary leaves, they go back to what they were doing. They're not going to change. It's not their nature to change. So they're going over there, spending all that money and casting pearls before swine. They're wasting their time, wasting their money. Because their minds have been poisoned into believing this claptrap false doctrine. The internet itself could be a very, very good thing, but there's a lot of poison on the internet. A lot of poison on the internet. A lot of false doctrines being preached. Cults. This New Age nonsense. Flat Earth. Okay, that's going to make some people mad. Okay, I'm not a flat earther. Okay, I don't believe in that. So, you know, there are other people that do. But does it really make any difference? Do we have to have a constant fight about it? There are people on both sides that just won't let it go. We have far too many real things that we need to worry about that we can do something about. Preparing for the second coming is the counter poisoning. The counter poisoning. We've got to get our minds straight on what actual doctrine is, and Christ is quite clear on that. He is not ambiguous. He doesn't mince words. Yet a lot of people are so poisoned that they will ignore what Christ says and put words in his mouth that he didn't say. They're going to give you man-made doctrine instead of what Christ said. Now that is verbal poison. And people that will, it sounds a little plausible. There's a little truth there, but then there's big lies interspersed. So they have taken the word and have poisoned the word. Universalism. God loves everybody. We're all brothers and sisters. No, we're not. No. Sorry. Not. Israel is Israel. It's a pure racial strain of people. And the others are not Israel. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You were either born an Israelite or not. You can't make somebody an Israelite because they read the Bible and they agree with it. That's a good thing. I'm happy for them. But when you start telling them that they are Israelites and they're equal to Israelites, and that they can join all your churches and all that stuff, that's a lie, and a lie is poisonous, and it poisons the word, and these churches are poisoned. They're poisoned. And they're teaching poisonous lies. Poisoning of the world. The poisoning is designed to distract us. Poisoning is designed to deceive us. The poisoning is designed to mentally harm us, spiritually harm us, and physically harm us. The adversary is very busy, very, very busy poisoning the world. He has lots of help these days. Lots and lots and lots of help. willing minions, most of whom are completely ignorant of what's going on. They haven't done their research. They haven't studied. They just go along with whatever the guy up in the pulpit says. And they'll go out in the world and pass on all that claptrap that they've been fed in that false church, spreading more spiritual poison. They get poisoned. They get infected. They go out and spread more, like the mythical vampires. Get a vampire and he goes out and he bites somebody. And that person becomes a vampire. And then he goes and bites somebody. Then you got three vampires. Then they all bite somebody. And you got nine. And you got just, it expands. And it's expanded. Our churches that used to be fundamentally sound have all become bastions of liberality. They allow basically, I'm going to say it, freaks into the churches. Oh, they're, everybody's welcome. Well, that's not what Scripture says. Scripture has prohibitions. They ignore those prohibitions and just, you know, we welcome everybody. Well, that's not what the kingdom of heaven's going to do. There's going to be people that are not welcome, and it's spelled out clearly who they are in Scripture. But they don't teach that. They teach a poisonous false doctrine. And they've got a lot of people mentally poisoned to the point where they believe this stuff. Back to verse 21 in Philippians 3. Who shall change our lowly body to be conformed? That means to be standardized as His esteemed body. In other words, the regaining of our divine bodies that are not subject to corruption, illness, time, age, and these poisons. We won't be able to be poisoned anymore. That's when Yeshua comes for us. Those of us who succumb to the first death here in this world, the body that we're in right now will decompose. We will receive a new body when the resurrection occurs. They say, you will sleep, okay? In other words, you won't be in a rotting body conscious. You're no longer in that body. The real you, the spiritual you will be asleep, okay? When Yeshua returns, you've heard the terms, the dead will rise first. Well, what dead? Who's dead? Just any dead? You're going to have millions of dogs and cats and horses and cows jump up out of the ground? No. You're going to have those that don't believe in Yahweh jump up out of the ground? His holy remnant will be the first for the resurrection. And we will rule under our King, Yeshua, on this planet, the whole planet will be changed, things will be made right, all these poisons will be removed. But that time is not yet. We are still in the testing ground. We are still subject to this poisoning. Now, a lot of us really are pounding away on trying to get the word out, the truth, you know. And we are having, in effect, countering a lot of the poisoning. Maybe not so the physical poisoning, although our health shows here are excellent. A lot of good information. A lot of networking between people that are improving our health. I know my health has been drastically improved with some of the stuff that's on EFR. Okay, whether people want to believe that or not, I can't force it on anybody. Believe what you want, but I take it every day. And I feel great, and I'm running around. I got lots of energy. My muscle structure is built up, and my arteries are all cleaned out. My mind is clear. I don't sleep all day because I'm just physically worn out and poisoned. I purified my own environment, got away from the poisoning. I don't take any big pharma. I use all natural products. I'm drinking clean water. Not using a bunch of toxic household chemicals that cause cancer and make you sick and all that other stuff. I got a friend that's into Melaleuca, Maryland, and she just swears by their stuff, and it's excellent, excellent stuff. All poison-free. They've got cleaning products and stuff that are not poisonous. Most of the stuff you get at the grocery store, at Walmart or Kroger's or whatever, you know, Save a Lot. Those things are toxic. And you put poisons into your own environment, and then you wonder why you're ill as you smoke your morning cigarette. We've poisoned ourselves in a lot of ways. Going along with these fads that have come up, all this nonsense, you know, why would anybody want to set something on fire and then suck it into their lungs? I mean, what is wrong with that picture? Why would you do that to your, ew! You know, you get near a garbage fire, it stinks, doesn't it? Well, to non-smokers, cigarette smoke stinks. Because unbeknownst to the smoker, the tobacco companies, the ones that market the cigarettes, not the farmers that are growing the tobacco, they're just straight tobacco, but after it gets to their company factories to produce the cigarettes, they add all kinds of stuff to it. Bad stuff, okay? They process and add their chemicals to the tobacco. So you're not getting straight tobacco. Like in World War II, Lucky Strikes, that they distributed to the troops, that was nothing but straight tobacco. But breathing in any concentrated smoke is harmful anyway. You don't breathe that stuff in. It clogs up your lungs. It pollutes you. They've added so much stuff to it now that the nicotine, you know what they use nicotine for? Nicotine is a poison. The Wildlife Service uses nicotine, same stuff found in cigarettes, in a injectable dart, and when they've got a rogue bear, they shoot that bear with that nicotine-filled dart, and it kills that bear very quickly. It is a deadly poison, and when injected in that amount, it just stops the whole system. And that bear will quiver and just drop over. That's the end of it. Boom. Dead. Dead bear. And if it's going to kill a bear, what's it going to do to you? Bear that in mind. Oh, I get a demerit for that pun. This is wake-up call. Well, I'm trying to give you a wake-up as to what they have been doing to us over a long period of time to make you aware and perhaps change your own environment and your daily bodily habits, what you eat, what you take into your system as far as medicine, etc., etc. Instead of taking toxic stuff in, maybe getting a real good water filter so you're not drinking all that chemical crap that's in the water. Because the city water systems in the big cities, that water, even though it's processed, has all kinds of nasties in it. Okay? Resistant bacteria, chemicals, excrement, small particles that make it through their filters. I don't drink tap water. Now, I'll shower in it, but I don't get any in my mouth. I have a pure water filter, P-U-R. And then I run that. It takes all the crap out of it. It's pretty well safe to drink if you run it through that. I like that pure filter. It's very good. It's charcoal, gravity fed. You got your Berkey's. I've got a distiller. I use distilled water to mix up my stuff that I get from Youngevity. And I've really changed the foods that I eat. I read labels carefully when I go shopping. I am very careful about label reading to see the ingredients. Here's an example. Peanut butter. Read the label on your peanut butter and you probably will find rapeseed oil, R-A-P-E, just like the act raping. It's rapeseed oil. They use that in peanut butter. That's toxic. Didn't know that, did you? It's poisonous. Rapeseed plant is toxic. The stuff that they spray on fruit. You buy fresh fruit, wash it. I mean, really, with a little a vegetable scrub brush. Have one set aside just for that. Wash your apples. Wash your pears. You know. They've got that stuff, and the biggest area of concentration is at the stem where it goes down into the fruit. That's where a lot of the poison lies, that it concentrates right there. So when I get apples, I wash them thoroughly, and then I use an apple corer. You can buy those at most stores. You can even get them at Walmart, whatever. I take the core out of the apple, where the highest concentration of toxins would be, and then I can eat the apple. Potato skins have been so highly poisoned, you have to wash your potatoes and then peel them, because the skin retains the toxins that they put on the potato plants. I mean, it's just not safe to eat anything. It's terrible. You know, what can you safely eat? Well, different areas have different resources, okay? You'll have to find good sources in your particular area. I have in mine, there are a lot of stuff that, a lot of things rather, that I just won't eat. It's not safe to eat them. I don't eat out at restaurants because their foods are not detoxified, for one thing. They are highly processed, mostly GMO, and GMO is not good for us. It's not good. Another method of poisoning. They're poisoning the world. They're poisoning the physical structure of the world, and they're poisoning the mentality and spirituality of the world. Eat this poison and think this poison. The adversary hard at work. All right, army of Yahweh, you soldiers. Time to healthify yourselves. Watch what you eat. And for heaven's sakes, watch what you see and hear, so you don't get the mental and spiritual poison, which is even more deadly than the physical poison. That physical poison is bad enough, but the mental and spiritual poison, where it will draw you away from Yahweh, that's the deadliest of all. I'm about done here. I'm going to play a little tune or two. This is by the Johnson Mountain Boys. It's called Daniel Prayed. I like it. Talk to you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
I heard about a man one day that wasted not his time away. Well, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Cared not for the things of Baal, trusting the one who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served God while here upon this earth.
He tried. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Lion's den, because he would not hunt him in, but he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served Daniel God while here upon this earth.
He tried. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
But you can gladly dare and do things of God, he'll take you through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel Samuel, God, and here upon this
trotting bread.